Second date update.
All right, if you're new to the show, every morning we help out someone who had a great first date, but for some reason it never progressed to a second date. We got Mariah on the phone with us. Mariah went out with Kevin. First of all, tell everybody, Mariah, how you met Kevin.
Well, we met on Tinder, and we were talking for a few days, and then we decided to meet up for drinks.
All right, how'd that go?
It went really well. I mean, I had a really great time, and we, like, talked for a long time, and, you know, I wanted it to last longer, but he didn't. He kind of cut it short.
Did he seem in a hurry, or he seemed uninterested when he cut it short?
I mean, I wouldn't say uninterested. I kind of just maybe assumed he was just a gentleman and just wanted to take things slow. I kind of wanted things to go a little faster. You know, I'm a woman in the 21st century, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Are we correct in assuming he never contacted you after the date?
Yeah, I, like, texted him a few times, but, like, I don't like to chase guys, you know? So he just, like, never got back to me, and I'm not really used to that.
Well, let's have us give him a call so we can figure out what's going on and see if we can get to a second date, okay?
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, is this Kevin?
Who is this?
This is the Hawkeye in the Morning Show from New Country 96.3. Can we talk to you on the air for a second?
Sure, what is it about?
Well, the reason we're calling is we have a feature on our show called Second Date Update, and people call us when they had a great first date, but for some reason it never progressed to a second date. We got a call about you.
Okay, what happened? All right, sorry, I'm a little embarrassed.
I know, it is. We understand. Actually, we got a call about you going out with Mariah. Do you remember your date with Mariah?
Yeah, no, I remember Mariah.
Well, Mariah said you guys had a great date, but she said she never heard from you after that.
Yeah, I would not call it a great date.
Did something go wrong?
Yeah, the whole thing was weird. It's like the entire date she kept talking about famous people she's hooked up with.
What? Like, what?
Yeah, I know. It was weird. Like, and not like crazy famous. She said she hooked up with someone from the Kansas City Chiefs.
Why would you tell somebody that on the first date ever?
Yeah, it was like a long list. Someone from a Luke Bryan's band.
Are we correct in assuming that just didn't interest you? Didn't want to be added to the list?
No, of course. That's so weird. Like, why do I want to hear that? Like, if you hooked up with, I don't know, Prince, maybe that's a story. But, like, giving me a long list of minor celebrities that you've hooked up with, that's weird.
Well, here's the deal. She asked us to call on her behalf. She just said you guys had a great time. Can we bring her up on the other line? Would that be okay just to kind of get her side of the story?
Yeah, maybe there's more people she wants to throw in.
Mariah, are you there?
Yeah, hi.
Did you hear what Kevin had to say?
Yeah, I did, and that's not really how it went down. You're making me sound like I'm, like, bragging about all these people that I hooked up with, and that's totally not what happened.
That's what you did.
I mean, it was just, like, a topic of conversation. Like, you were talking about sports, and I was trying to relate to you. I didn't know you were so insecure about yourself.
It's not about being insecure. It's just to sit down on a date and, like, talk about past people you hooked up with is not that. Why would you tell people that you're on a date with?
I mean, I don't watch sports. That's, like, the only thing I know about sports is that I hooked up with someone from them.
But then, even besides that, did it not turn into kind of a lit? I mean, did you name other people, too?
Yeah, what about the guy from Luke Bryan's band?
Okay, first of all, ew, it wasn't Luke Bryan's band. It was Jake Owen's band, thank you.
Great.
And, like, I don't know, like, you said you like their music, so I'm just relating.
You relate to people's interests. You're just like, oh, you like this? I slept with someone from that. That's not a way to connect.
I guess so. I guess so, Kevin. I guess that's what I do. It's not like you were carrying the conversation very well.
I slept with Martha Stewart. Like, let's talk about it. They have nothing to do with each other.
I would love to know about you sleeping with Martha Stewart, actually. Thank you.
Did you sleep with Martha Stewart, Kevin?
Yeah, I felt like it's like saying,
oh, I slept with someone who filmed an episode of Martha Stewart. I slept with the sound guy. It's not even a story. It's just like bragging or a weird flex.
Okay, well, fine.
Well, usually at this point, we'd ask you, Kevin, if you'd like a second date with Mariah, we would pick up the tab. Are we correct in assuming there's no interest?
No, she can go on a date with the guy from Luke Bryan's band, or Luke Jerry Jake Owen's band, whatever. You know, I'm done.
Okay, all right. Kevin, thanks so much for being on the show. Really appreciate your time.
No problem.
Mariah obviously didn't get the answer you're hoping for, but at least you got a little closure when it comes to Kevin.
Yeah, I mean, he's totally different than what I thought.